Aircheckdownloads.com.
One of those tunes you'll hear me play on a Saturday night here at Hits Radio on Belters, Big 90s, Noughties and Tens, Dance Throwbacks, LMC versus U2.
The Hits Radio Breakfast Show.
8:11. Good morning. This is Hits Radio. I'm Stephanie Hurst, sitting in for Flair East for the next week.
We do that, by the way, Matt and I just whoop every now and again.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
I often every do it just like at the supermarket. People think I'm a weirdo, and they're right.
It's default, isn't it? lots of people still on socials talking about Anne-Marie's little fall when she was going down those steps at the Brit Awards the other night. I was sitting there with me tray in front. I've got, as I mentioned earlier, if you've just joined, you just switched us on. I was talking about, I don't know whether you've got one at home, but I've got a tray that I eat my tea on, and it's got a built-in beanbag.
How the other half live.
Oh, my word.
That is the future of TV dinners,
it
right
is,
there.
It is, isn't it? And it does say TV dinners on it. It's got a little test card on it. It's like the best thing in the world ever. But we're just talking about things that you'll never live down. I've done this job for years, and I did morning radio, I did breakfast shows for 15 years, and I was once reading a load of texts that had come out, and I was reading this text, and I stopped because I couldn't pronounce the words right that were in front of me. And occasionally I do get word blindness, but this just complete, and the people that worked on the show that morning just never, ever let me live it down. And I'm going, what's, and I shouted my then producer, I went, James, what does this say? And he's got quite a posh voice. And he leant over, he went, that says Bognor Regis. Genuinely, I couldn't pronounce it. I couldn't pronounce Bognor Regis. It looked French to me. I was like, I can't.
It's definitely not French.
It's not. And still to this very day, they don't let me live it down. It's not the funniest thing in the world, but they go on about it occasionally. Anyway.
Do you ever greet French people with Bognor Regis?
Bognor Regis.
The Bognor.
Laurie, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, you?
Good. Yeah, I'm good, thanks, yeah. My virginal appearance on the show.
That's the first time you've used that word.
Exactly, yeah. Thank you for getting in touch about things that you'll never live down. I mean, did you see Anne-Marie fall down at the Brits? Did you watch her?
I did, yeah. I did, bless her. Recovered quick, though, didn't she?
Do you know what she did? So she well. Did. And you've got to give credit to her for just recovering, because sometimes when you go down, if you know, when you go down in heels as well, you know what it's like. God, when it's down, it's proper down.
Yeah, preach.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Planting the floor.
Oh, my God. So what's the thing that you won't never live down?
Right. Back in the late 80s, and I think, is it Matt that lives in Bolton? You used to live in Bolton.
Yeah, that's right.
So you know the Bolton Town Centre as it was then.
Yeah.
Used to be the two fountains, and the row of shops, wasn't there? Okay. So me and my boys then used to go in town every Saturday morning, you know, just shopping. Hmm. Started off at one end, and I thought I'd ordered my boyfriend's hand, and I'm chatting away, walking down the shops, looking in the windows, chatting away. Got to the end of the shop, and it wasn't even my boyfriend, it was just this random bloke. My boyfriend was sat on the fountains, laughing his head off, and this bloke had just gone with it, all the way across the shop, and I'm like, telling him what's in these shops and giving him what have you, and he was like,
What was wrong with the guy? I mean, why didn't he say something?
Nothing. Said nothing.
Was it
until I got to the end of the shop, and then I looked and I thought, this is not my boyfriend.
Oh my gosh. So embarrassing.
Was he attractive or?
He just sort of like tittered. And then, like, step back, and then my boyfriend, I don't know whether he were in, like, he couldn't say anything but for laughing.
And did you speak to this stranger?
No, I just looked at him. I was so embarrassed, you know, I just looked at him, and this bloke just looked back at me, and it was like, he just tittered, and then walked off.
What?
And it was like, I'm then turning round looking for my chap, who sat on the fountain, killing himself laughing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'll never live it down, and I haven't.
Well, and was
the moral of this story, Laurie, is don't leave your keys in the fountain.
I didn't ask for a free ride. Aircheckdownloads.com.